Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Taquerias Arandas in Cyprus, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Our final segment of the week as the Texans win. And win, I mean, I'm going to tell you, when you looked at the schedule before the season and you saw the Bills on a Thursday night, you didn't love it. You didn't love it. And yet, I mean, the history is here for us. The Bills in this building are not good. Josh Allen against this Texans defense is historically not good. Josh Allen, if this was his career, he wouldn't even be Davis Mills.
He's Oppo T.Y. Hilton.
He is.
Now 0-4 in NRG playing the Texans.
We are his kryptonite.
I would much rather have Davis Mills than Josh Allen here in Houston. All Davis Mills does now is win, and all Josh Allen does here is lose. Some people would say Josh Allen is a losing quarterback. Many losses, all the losses, no wins.
In Houston. Right.
I mean, he is reigning MVP with 6 touchdowns last week. How many touchdowns? Did he have 3 touchdowns this week? How many touchdowns did he have?
He had none.
Zero.
The Bills offense scored no touchdowns.
Zero touchdowns.
And how about my prediction about the 19-11? Would have been pretty close if not for a kickoff return. It would have been 23-12.
Yeah, not that far off.
I mean,
could have been 30 for the Texans.
Well, but no.
They could never score.
It was 23. And if not, or if they could... Why are they?
You are not a serious person with your 11.
It would have been 12. So it would have been 12 if not for a kickoff return. So why is it? Listen, yeah. I think, is this going to get a little worrisome, returns now?
Well, I think they just had two. Let me check on the stats. I mean, it's never great. Only one for touchdown, right?
Oh, they had the punt return last week.
Oh, yeah, that's a return. Oh, yeah, that was Parker Washington.
Yeah.
Two weeks ago.
Yeah, but still, that was a bad day for them in general. Special
teams. Tremont Smith fumbled.
Yeah, and they mentioned, that's an unusually bad day because the special teams units have been money all year long. In 2 of the last 3 games, they've not played well.
Yep. No. I mean,
although that was a great kick return for Jalen Noll yesterday. Brought it out to whatever, the 45s. That was a really good one.
But overall, it's a loss, and it was a loss against Jacksonville as well.
I mean, seven points on the board. They made the extra point
by
there.
By the way, that special teams, if they go down and score at the end there, that special teams touchdown, that kickoff return touchdown, is one of the biggest plays of the game. And now, as it is now, it was inconsequential, but it would have been had they lost that game. That's one of the huge reasons that you lost the football.
Yeah, I mean, I always feel like when you have points against in the NFL, they're so basic that they just, however many total points, I really wish it would legitimately just be, it would just have points for offense. The special teams and defensive touchdowns, that really shouldn't count, in my opinion, the stats. Right. I'd like to see another set of stats where it's like that. I think it was Warren Sharp somebody like that used to have a stat where it may have been Jim. Oh, I don't know, one of these scumbag handicappers. But they actually had a website where they had it to where they altered the points per game based on not including your offensive touchdowns or defensive touchdowns, so you could look at what the points per game was, what the points against were, but they gave a corrected version of what they were based on if you took away certain points.
Yeah, because that shouldn't count against this defense. Mm-mm. It absolutely should not count against this defense. 713-780-3776. Bobby is here. Hey, Bobby, what'd you think?
What a win last night, gentlemen. This 2025 Texans defensive unit is easily my favorite unit the Texans have ever fielded. The Schaub, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, Kubiak offense is probably number two. Watt, D'Amico, J.J.O., Danielle Manning defense number three. But this one's number one by a mile. We could talk about the offense all day. Lance, I had a question for you, and I want to preface it by saying C.J. Stroud's the starter, so that's that. But in these last three games, has the offensive line been playing better, or does Davis just seem to have maybe a better feel in the pocket, the ability to feel the pressure, step away from the pressure, maybe just not try and get out as soon as C.J. was doing?
I think there's some of that.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, I think there's some of that, but I also think it coincides with Trent Brown at right tackle. I think it coincides with Trent Brown at right tackle and having Trent at right tackle and having yesterday, for example, Titus Howard played left guard. Ed Ingram was back in at right guard, so that's probably their best. That's probably their best unit is what they had yesterday relative to winning in the NFL. So I thought that that was I think that's one of the things that helped too. They gave up no sacks. No sacks yesterday.
He gets rid of the ball. He Davis does a better job. He's not as mobile.
No.
But he does a better job of playing on time than CJ does.
Yes.
Yeah. And that helps the offensive line. It absolutely helps the
offensive line. And that's the CJ, like, CJ's got to get that corrected. I mean, he's got to get that corrected because if he doesn't, that's going to follow him and hound him for his whole career. Guys who don't play on time, you got to be a great play extender if you don't play on time, and he's not a play extender.
Yeah.
So you're just asking for negatives. You're asking for injury if you don't play on time and you don't extend plays and you're not elusive. And he's not elusive. He's not a natural play extender, and he doesn't play on time. So, yeah, but also I think the offensive line with Trent Brown is a little bit better off.
You do. That's
your left guard had been a pain
in the
ass.
I never thought I would hear that. Because when Trent Brown was signed, Trent Brown was like, really? I mean, Trent Brown was a
that's a long-time starter, though. He knows what he's doing.
He's a long-time starter, but he's not starting it. He wasn't starting anymore in the league.
No, he may have priced himself.
Oh,
he had an injury last year. He was out with a patellar injury. So he wasn't even healthy at the beginning of the year.
Well, Schlereth got after him in that Titan game about some of his technique. So,
oh, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
No, I don't. It's not like he's been a great. I just think that they have played better with him in there. But yes, Davis Mills plays on time better than CJ.
Absolutely.
That's a fair statement to make.
And CJ's got to be better at it. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans with the big win. Rockets playing tonight against Denver. I watched the highlights of Alpi versus Jokic in the Turkey Serbia game.
How was it?
And Alpi was great.
Yeah.
Alpi was great.
Oh, Jokic is going to show up tonight. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's not like the guy has no care. I know he looks like it, but his performances would tell you something different. I think Alpi wants to really – he's going to want to show Alpi something.
And Alpi's going to want to show out too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Alpi's does not strike me as a guy who loses confidence easily. Not this year.
No, he's been – Alpi has been – listen, it's not – Durant's a Hall of Famer. Durant is a bona fide top 20 player historically in this league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say top 10. I'm going to put him in the top 20.
Maybe that's comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
He's one of the top. Well, I think he's in the top six all-time scorers.
Yeah.
I think I'd be comfortable saying that.
Yeah. But Alpi has been just as important to this team this year so far, 10 games
at least as important.
At least as important.
Look at how many games he's had triple-doubles or near triple-doubles. Because he's your top creator.
Yep.
He is your creator on offense. He is your new James Harden.
He
How does that feel
is.
For me to say he's only, your new James Harden?
Only he does it.
Less strippers.
Well, he does it without strippers and, you know, trips to Cabo.
I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure. You know how sometimes you don't know for
what
sure?
Do you don't know. I know.
You don't know. You don't know what his deal with or his love of strippers
actually.
Is. You don't know.
I don't think he does, though.
You're just assuming.
We would have seen something or heard something. No one's retired a jersey in the rafters like James had his retired here in Houston. I feel like we'd hear if he was a stripper guy.
He didn't have to be at a strip club to be a stripper guy. You don't have to be at a strip club.
No, you could take it home.
Like much like the barbers come and do home visits, a stripper could do a home visit.
No, that's called a prostitute.
I didn't say they had sex. Just there for a party.
They have home strippers?
You can get a stripper to come
like
to your home.
Like an Uber Eats of strippers?
Sure.
Or a DoorDash stripper?
You can have a party.
I don't know if I want a DoorDash stripper.
I don't know about that.
I don't want a DoorDash stripper.
Yeah.
This is not me saying Alfie is really involved. I don't think he's involved, but the question is, do you know? And you do not know.
By our strictest standards that we use on, you don't know. We actually don't know.
We don't know.
But sometimes we know even if we don't know.
No, we don't know.
Alpi would never.
This is awesome. We're at Taquerias around us. And the
get
food
to the commercial. Food just got here.
The sports bar here around 529 in Cypress. If you haven't been here, it is really cool.
Yeah.
Really great place. And listen.
It's hopping
too.
For breakfast,
we got
man.
First responders here with us
this
morning. Eating some Taquerias around us.
Those guys are on 24-hour shifts, so you know they're hungry.
Love this place. This place is awesome. This really is. It's really an awesome place. If you haven't been here, get on over here. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about, listen, they got Coors Lights in here, okay? Do you think that we were drinking Coors Lights last night at the Maris watching the game?
Yes.
Then you would be right if you think that, okay? That was a lock. We had, that was so much fun. I just love, I mean, I don't know. I don't like to do a lot of things without Coors Light. That's just me. I'm hoping you're like me. I'm hoping you'll be more like me. More Coors Lights in your life makes your life more fulfilling, okay? I'm telling you, today, going to Wildcat, probably going to have some Coors Lights. Going to have some Coors Lights, okay? It's just is part. I wanted you to make it part of your everyday philosophy, like I do. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. I'm more refreshed than all of you here, okay? Because I drink Coors Light. I want you to too. If you're looking for a great way to spend the holiday season, do it with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Taqueria Sarandas in Cypress. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back. Just a few segments left this week. And how about them Texans? 23-19. Hit the Texans plus the 5.5. Hit the Texans money line and hit the under. I mean, talk about, you know what, that game played out about how we're not that dumb. I mean, it played out about exactly as we thought. And you know what really came into play was Texans on a nationally televised night game. You know, everybody was so scared of that. So scared. And you know what, nothing to be afraid of. We kicked the Texans kick ass on a nationally televised broadcast.
I feel like Will Anderson wasn't that scared of that.
No.
Will Anderson put those bees on Deion Dawkins, and then in the second half, it was Danielle Hunter went to work. But then you got sacks by Rankins. Barnett got a sack. Did he get one too?
Well, he had to have at least a half. He was right there.
May have had a half. I'll look at the box score here. But, yeah, you had so many sacks. And you had three defensive linemen get in on it as well.
Will Anderson, 2.5. Toa had one. Tim Settle had one. Hunter, Barnett had one.
Hunter, two.
Mario Edwards was great. That was a half a sack, too.
Okay, so Mario Edwards, Florida State. So Derek Barnett, Tennessee, one sack. Then you had LSU. So the SEC yesterday had 5.5 sacks. Wait, Toa is an SEC guy, too.
Yeah.
He had 6.5 sacks from the SEC
and
yesterday.
How many from the ACC?
None. Well, Florida State. No. One from Florida State.
Oh, yeah. Now,
Mario,
still in it?
Mario probably, Edwards. Well, you had a half. Mario Edwards with a half. And Tim Settle.
Virginia Tech. Thank you.
Yeah, but they want to leave.
They can't.
So
leave.
One and a half. The ACC had 1.5 sacks. Let me check the sack totals from Buffalo real quick. 0-0-0-0-0-0. Nothing. Is there a chance that the Texans have become the best offensive line in football?
There is. There is.
That's the question.
I want to tell you this.
What everyone's saying.
You're joking, but they're better.
No, I mean, Woody Marks had 16 carries for 74 yards, a long of 19. He had two runs that literally were about to get stopped cold, and he single-handedly took fourth down failures and turned them into fourth down conversions. Single-handedly through power. Just through will and power and a desire not to be brought down. I mean, he's got good size, too. He's got good size. What a great pickup by Nick. Nick Caserio did really good. You know, we talk about the offensive line stuff, but Nico Collins was a huge hit for him. Davis Mills, where he was drafted, has become a solid pick where
he'll
was drafted.
Third rounder.
Go look at that quarterback class. Go look at where's your boy from Texas A&M, the 4-year starter. Remember the quarterback from A&M who it was Minnesota drafted him.
Yeah.
And then Davis went after that. But Woody Marks was a third-round trade-up, right? That's a win. That's a hit. Jaden Higgins is starting to come around a little bit.
Yep.
Jalen Noel. I feel good about Jalen Noel. I feel good about him, even though he doesn't get as many catches. They'll come. He's been good with his return game. Jalen Reed had a good game yesterday.
Yep.
So, you know, there's been some issues with Nick that aren't great with offensive line, but, you know, the trade-up for Will Anderson was an absolute winner. Kalen Bullock was an absolute winner. Kamari Laster has been, and look, D'Amico has had his fingerprints on Will Anderson and Kamari Laster.
Stingley turned out after everybody was all over him because of sauce.
Yeah.
Stingley turned out to be a better deal.
Yep.
Let's get Bill in here. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Not much, guys. Just wanted to ask a question. Lance, can you see much of a difference in the way the offense is being called and the difference of the quarterback?
I can't tell a whole lot of a difference, but I don't really dig in like some people dig in on that kind of stuff. I honestly, maybe you, John, you know. I'll let you finish eating right now. I don't really know, Bill, that there's a huge difference. I do think the play-action game, because they're running better, the play-action game has been a little bit more effective. He's run that same drag underneath. So he runs a levels play-action attack, and you saw they bring one. They're doing short intermediate throws on the rollouts, which is pretty standard where you want to give a guy a two-way concept. Sometimes they have three-way concepts, short, medium, deep on the levels. So I think Nick has maybe opened it up a little bit as the running game, as they've gotten Higgins more involved, as the offensive line has been a little more settled, as the running game has gotten better with Woody Marks, I think there's a desire from the Texans to run more play action. So I do think they've gotten into maybe a little more confident play action game, but I don't know that it's been substantially different. It doesn't feel like the personnel groupings are all that different than early in the year. Kate Stover came. Thanks for the call, Bill. Stover came back. Rusty.
Yeah. Feels like, well, and it may have progressed this way anyway, whether it was Davis or CJ, but there's a lot more motion now than there was earlier. And I think Davis is more suited to the quick passing game. You want to know the truth. Those quick slants.
He gets it out.
He throws. And, again, yeah, thank you. Again, Nico, for whatever reason, he has a really nice connection with Nico. They came in together, and he played with him.
Backups trust the number one, and that becomes a safety blanket, and that's not a bad safety blanket to have.
Yeah, definitely.
Why not throw to your big physical wide receiver?
Absolutely. Uncle Freddy's here. Uncle Freddy, I saw this morning. I missed your call, so you can tell me now you were at the game, right?
He must have called us after the game. I saw. I missed it too. That was right after the game.
Okay. You were at the game.
I was at the game. You know, you got to give the crowd a huge lot of props for the crowd. It was the loudest I've heard that stadium probably since the Cleveland playoff game a couple years ago in that fourth quarter. And even after they had the little flea flicker play, the crowd noise was super, super loud. The fans were into it. And there, I mean, it was quite a bit of Bills fans, but not the takeover wasn't as big as it has been the couple the Bronco game or the San Fran game. But you know, a lot of things. One thing is, you know, everybody keeps dogging the Texans only scoring 3 in the second half, and you know this and that. But I'd be more upset if I was a Buffalo fan only scoring 3. They have such a potent offense, and basically we matched them 3-3. And props to our defense, props to the 8-sacks. Super excited. One question: who do we want to win this Sunday? KC or the Colts? That's a tricky one there. What's y'all thoughts on that?
KC or the Colts? We want the Colts to win. I don't think it's tricky at all.
Who do we have this week?
Colts are playing.
Oh, no, the games that are coming up.
Yeah.
I was thinking of us. Oh, yeah, Colts.
Colts.
Yeah.
Give the division to the Colts. Just get in the playoffs. And you get in the playoffs if the Chiefs – the more the Chiefs lose, the better your chances. You're not catching the Colts right now. You're not catching a two-loss team. Now, you got 2 games against them. You beat them both times, and you only got one difference.
And you get a head-to-head.
But you gotta beat them both times. Otherwise, you lose. If you lose to the Colts and the Chiefs beat the Colts too, you're in real trouble to get to the playoffs.
Right.
So best-case scenario is the Colts win. Colts win. I'll be rooting for the Colts.
Yes.
And then the Texans got to go there and take care of that business. I don't think the Colts are all that good, if you want to know the truth.
I don't think the Chiefs are all that good.
The Chiefs are all that good.
Boy, it felt like they were 2 weeks ago, didn't it?
No.
It didn't feel like they were one of the best teams in football? When they got Rashee Rice back and they were explosive and they had 2 straight weeks where they looked really, really good. I think they're still probably pretty dangerous. That's why I want them stomped out. Like, that's why it's really important.
They weren't great last year. They got to the Super Bowl. They weren't a great team. They weren't great. They weren't good offensively. They got there with their defense.
But they got to the Super Bowl.
They got to the Super Bowl. Absolutely. I picked Denver to win the division this year.
Ooh.
Before the season
Looking
started.
Good right now.
I knew that Sean Payton, it would come together for Sean Payton.
You know, Knicks has played good, not great. But you're right. And the defense has been really good.
Really good.
The defense has been huge for them. Now, they just lost J.K. Dobbins, so we'll see if that has a big impact. But they've been winning without Patrick Surtain. So, I mean, that's a major – that's a number one that you have won games without.
Absolutely, it is. You want the Colts to win this week.
Let me see. In terms of – when we're doing a Friday show right now, hey, we have Beat the Limo guy coming up, right?
No, we don't.
He's off this week.
Okay. I was about to say, we haven't even talked about that. So in terms of games that could have meaning, I would say realistically the Colts and, Colts and Chiefs. Wouldn't mind seeing the Jets aren't beating the Ravens. That won't matter. Cardinals beating the Jaguars.
Yeah.
I mean, that you'd like for the Cards at home to beat the Jaguars, and they are going to be, they're a 3-point underdog. You've got, and that's really it. That's really it. You got Cardinals, Jaguars going to the Cardinals. Jaguars are a small favorite, 3-point favorite. And you got the Colts going to the Chiefs. Chiefs, 3.5-point favorite.
Well, you also want Chicago to beat Pittsburgh because.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Baltimore, we expect Baltimore to beat them twice and take the division. Yeah, so Pittsburgh becomes a wild card team now, and then you don't want them to be a game ahead of you.
More likely, Pittsburgh wins the division or doesn't even make the playoffs.
Aaron Rodgers' wrist, although it's the non-throwing hand, I think it's more likely.
I think they'll make the playoffs because the Chiefs are starting to fail, and I don't know that I love what's going on with the Chargers now.
The Jags are there. I think it's more likely they miss the playoffs than win the division.
I do, too.
If I'm taking one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the odds right now.
I think it's more likely, especially with Rodgers' injury, that they don't. Listen, Aaron Rodgers hasn't played great anyway. But that's one. You're absolutely right. That's a big one. Pittsburgh loses and continues to lose. That opens up a door for the
Texans. You have the same record as them, and as I said, you expect Baltimore to overtake them, so you want them to lose as many games as possible as well. And they've got the Bears this week. Then they play the Bills. So that one, you'll take whatever happens
there. Do we know if Aaron's playing? He's limited in practice, but he's participating.
Yeah. They've,
I think he's playing.
They've kept it up in the air. I think it's more about can they make sure they don't exacerbate the injury by, like, if he gets hit or falls on it or something.
Put a cast on it.
That might be a – maybe it's a soft cast. It might be an option.
Put a hard cast if you're a real one. That's what they probably would have done.
Can you wear a hard cast?
They probably would have done that in, like, 68 or 72. You know how guys would put casts on who weren't even hurt just so they could batter players across from them?
Yeah, but he's
they
a literally, quarterback. I don't think they should do that.
But if he's a real one, he'll do that.
Okay.
But a quarterback doesn't have to be a real
usually
one.
Usually you don't see you a quarterback with a giant bandage around his
yeah.
head.
You can catch it against your cast on the snap.
But
on
he has to also hand off left and right hand, too.
No, you hand off like this or you hand off backhand.
Well, that's it happened in a playoff game a long time ago. Jay Feeler had an arm injury, so he had to – he had to do this the entire game.
What do you do, the Rain Man of playoff handoffs? How
you
do you
ask,
know that?
Because he's a Dolphin quarterback, and he actually won a playoff game, so I remember.
It's a Dolphin thing,
he
yeah.
did the backhanded handoff.
I was about to say, how the hell do you know this?
Well, it happened. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is doing that.
Big loss for our guys. Apparently Japan beat Italy in the
our guys.
World Tiramisu Championship in
Rome. That's
wow.
embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
That's a Japanese woman won the gold with a piano-shaped tiramisu at the World Championship.
And the Italians lost. You don't have to take your cues from them. You don't have to. You don't have to do what they do.
We got listeners here that are basically trying to go Johnny into getting fired.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Don't let them trick you.
Divorce, maybe, not fired.
Yeah, divorce, maybe.
I did. No one said a word to me doing male bumper, female
true.
Bumper food, except my wife. Can you stop doing
Wendy
that,
knew.
Please?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because, yeah.
That is embarrassing. That's like us losing a hamburger championship to another country or a hot dog championship.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah, chicken fried steak
Italy
championship.
In
we lose to
too?
Belarus. Are they even a thing anymore, Belarus?
They're a country, yes.
What if we lost to Belarus with a chicken fried steak contest?
What if barbecue
contest.
What if Australia won the Chop Suey World Championship?
Well,
I mean, how embarrassing would that be for China? This is embarrassing to Italy. I'm embarrassed for my people.
Is chop suey a real Chinese dish, or is that
we
an American
no
made-up kind of?
No one knows. It's impossible to
it's
know that.
It's a system of down songs. It's a, yeah, it's real. No, it's American Chinese, really.
That's what I figured.
They're, it's different overseas, but the one you're thinking of
Sing
is the American Chinese version.
Okay. Le Choy makes Chinese food.
You ever seen any of those old Chinese commercials from the 70s? Holy crap. I can't believe some of the stuff
Whoa,
that was on. It was unbelievable.
All right. Oh.
The Chinese had real beef. Like, they could have had a real argument to be made. They just sat like, I was like, oh, my, this is a real, there's some
this
Twitter accounts where they have real commercials from the 70s
and
80s. And I'm just like, oh, or cartoons.
We're awesome.
We had Slowpoke Rodriguez.
We had.
Instead of Speedy Gonzalez, his cousin was Slowpoke Rodriguez, and he would
Slowpoke Rodriguez,
and he would have a sombrero on, and he was always sleeping and lazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
I'm looking. I remember Slowpoke Rodriguez, but I didn't remember exactly what he looked like. Wow. Wow.
You got Slowpoke?
He's right in front of me. I'm like, you couldn't get this off today.
No.
No.
You probably couldn't even call him Rodriguez.
No.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Man. Let's not take. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Look at this.
Look at him.
He looks stoned.
He's drunk.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's Slowpoke for a reason.
Yeah,
they didn't tell you why as a kid. But right
wasted.
Now, I know he's wasted.
Wasted. Oh, my God. That was such a great time. Time to talk right now about GimmeTheVin.com. That's a great time in American history because John Clay Wolf will pay you more for your vehicle. It's what John Clay Wolf has been doing forever and continues to do. GimmeTheVin.com wants to buy your car, whether it's a pickup, an SUV, a minivan, supercar, exotic. If it's an exotic, John Clay Wolf wants it. He wants it today, and he ain't selling it at auction. I drove by here. There was an auction. Was it today or yesterday? A big auction place for vehicles. And you know what? That's what John Clay Wolf does. See, the car buying business, all these places, they buy your car, and then they sell them at auction. Well, John Clay Wolf makes less at auction because he gives you more. And John Clay Wolf is willing to pay, and get and make pennies on the dollar. while the other guys want to, you know, gouge and make as much as they possibly can and give you as little as possible, John Clay Wolf says, no, I'll give you a bunch, and I'll just take less. And he made a huge business, a billion-dollar business out of it. So, look, if you're going to sell your car, get more for it at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Takes just minutes. He's America's best car buyer. You're selling your car, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Taqueria Sarandas in Cyprus. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back. Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You've got, this is the last segment you can get in, right? Yeah, this is it. So you better hurry in. What did we miss this week, guys?
We miss what have you learned from the show this week?
We did miss that.
We did miss that. What else did we miss?
That hasn't been a ringing success.
I mean, people.
It's been all right.
You applauded the people last time.
Yeah, last time they were.
Yeah.
If anybody learned anything, they want to get in right away, hurry up. You can get in. What did you learn this week on the show? 713-780-3776. We will take your call.
You want to do it live and in person?
Yeah. What did you learn this week, Gilbert?
I learned that John.
Oh, he learned that you were in a car with John Wayne Gacy.
It wasn't John Wayne Gacy.
So what happened was there was a guy in the Chicago area
who tried to.
Also, John Wayne Gacy, Chicago area.
Right. No,
he picked John up when he was hitchhiking.
I saw the
John Wayne Gacy hit.
I saw the doc on John Wayne Gacy, and it wasn't John Wayne Gacy, the guy that was trying to proposition.
Are you sure he didn't have some kind of fake? Maybe he had
It wasn't him.
Maybe he was.
I was there.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't hear that exact segment, you heard John just say it right.
Yeah.
The guy who picked him up as a hitchhiker and tried to proposition him.
Yeah.
That's what we learned.
Right, right, right.
And you threw a rock at this car.
I threw a rock at his car. He had a white Lincoln. I'll never forget it.
And then he went and dressed up as a clown.
No, it was not John Wayne Gacy. I do know. I know what John Wayne Gacy looks like.
Did a clown try to touch you in a car? Yes or no?
Wow. He was a clown, but he didn't.
Then it wasn't John Wayne Gacy, and you're right.
You think
he wasn't
was
dressed up like a clown.
Proto John Wayne Gacy, once he didn't convince John to get in the car, he developed a better way of doing it. Were you like his test subject?
Ooh, that's interesting.
You think it was
interesting.
You think it was a young John Wayne Gacy?
And once he failed with you,
his trade?
Once he failed with you, he changed some of his process.
You know,
and now look
what?
At him.
You know what? Yeah. I got to go to a clown bit.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing the clown stuff before.
I got to go clown. I got to crank up my clown game.
All right, that's what we learned this week. That was it from the show.
Although he would have tried to murder you.
Yes.
To be fair,
he wouldn't have asked. He'd have just killed me.
Yeah, he would have tried to kill you.
He didn't. I guess he might have propositioned.
Now, in that game, MFK, John would have been two of them.
I've been
F and Cade. Not married. He would not have married you.
Which one? Oh, never mind.
I'm glad you got away from mind. John Wayne Gacy's
I did.
Friend or
thank
whatever
God,
that is.
Thank God I
thank
did.
God.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be a Taqueria Sarandas right now.
You wouldn't have had that giant orange juice.
Yeah. That's one of the great orange juices of all time. It really is. If you come to Taqueria Sarandas, this is the stein, by the way. That's a giant, like, fishbowl.
It is.
This is the stein my dad used to have at his bar.
For beer?
Yeah. Danny Murtaugh and Danny Walsh used to drink old style out of these at my dad's
bar. Did he have them refrigerated?
It was like a 50-cent beer.
Did he have them refrigerated?
It was a tap. No, he did. Yes.
He did?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
I wouldn't have thought he did that back in the day, but he did.
Yeah, the cold
That's
stein.
The move.
Yeah, it is. And that's what it reminded me of. I saw it. I said, brought back my childhood and John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, that's
true. It all came together for me right
there. Thanks for that, Gil.
Thank you, Gil.
We got a couple people
on.
Let's start with David. David, what's up?
Hey, guys. Y'all beat me to the punch. Yeah, I learned that young John got propagated. And if I remember correctly, he didn't throw a rock at the car, he threw a rock at it. John? What was it?
I threw a rock at
what?
Car, at his car.
At the van.
Oh, no, it wasn't a van.
Did he show you it and you threw a rock at it?
No.
You didn't throw a rock at it. Get him off, AJ. Hang up on him. hang up on him. I didn't know what he was doing there. Not do.
No, I did not throw a rock at
him. You'd have had a really good aim.
At it.
Well.
Okay.
You know how big the target was.
I have no idea. He didn't show me the target.
Mm.
Okay.
We also have, as we move on from David, I think he is the preeminent Mockingjay expert.
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of the Mockingjays. Let's get to La Salsa. La Salsa, what did you learn?
Hey, buenos dias, gentlemen. Hey, so I learned that Lance misses Fred Van Fleet.
I miss him?
You miss him.
Yeah. No. I wish I had a volume shooter at 37% throwing him up.
No, you learned that Lance doesn't even want him back at any point this year.
I haven't found – I've only found one person who thinks my take is not a hot take, and they think it's accurate, and that's my guy McCool. But he also said, I think you're 100% right. For 82 games, this offense is going to be more explosive. They'll win more games. He goes, but, and this is kind of the way I feel, I'm not sure yet, when the postseason comes, let's see if that's still the case.
Yeah.
If it slows down, let's see if they're still efficient in the half court and all that stuff. We don't know yet. I'll argue that with Kevin Durant, the efficiency is up no matter what.
Well, you have to go through Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City had the recipe to beat the Texas.
Well, they got beat up pretty good for most of that game. Kevin Durant missed a free throw. That game is in the books, and all we're talking about
is they didn't have Williams.
Yeah, they didn't have Williams, but I'll argue that Williams makes them a worse team.
Oh, you will?
Jalen Williams. Fred VanVleet?
Yeah, no, Jalen is. They're pretty good with Jalen Williams.
Yeah,
I hate when skinny, bony Chet Holmgren has big games against us. It's the worst. I mean, don't know why. I just hate.
He was filling it up. He was filling it up. Uh-huh. He was the only thing they had for a while. Remember, in the first half,
yeah,
he was the only thing they had. So Rockets tonight, who you got?
I got the Rockets. I like the Rockets. Five or more. Over under the point spreads, 2.5. I like the Rockets to win by 5 or more.
Rockets are 2.5 favorites?
Huh?
You like them to win. So you'll give them the 2.5.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Dell?
Well, Jabari and Steven Adams are game-time decisions. I don't know if that's a real thing or they are going to play. We know Jabari's dealing with the ankle, and Steven Adams is. They're managing him. I'll go. I think the win streak ends today. I think the Rockets, look, there's no knock on them. I think Denver comes in here and wins, not because of any undue or more motivation than Jokic would normally have. I think that's a great team, and I'll just say 5 in a row is a nice streak. I think the Nuggets get this one. I'd rather have them lose to this team than some of the teams they have coming up. It's the most likely one in the next couple. I think they'll bounce right back, but I'll take the Nuggets.
I don't know. I think this is – well, if it's Steven Adams. Like, Steven Adams offensively is – but his offensive rebounds make a huge difference.
Yeah, I'm worried about him if he's available. If he's not, because everyone knows the Rockets, part of their offense is you get the ball on the rim and you go get it back because of how good they are at that. And Denver's one of the best defensive teams in the league. And if they can protect the boards, that's going to be tough for the Rockets. I think, look – it's Denver, the Rockets, and OKC.
Isn't this why you got Clint Capella, though?
Yes, but he's been good this year. He ain't Steven Adams, though. So hopefully Steven Adams and Jabari play. I just don't know the extent of their status. If it's questionable and they're not playing, then obviously I'll go Nuggets. If they're healthy, I would probably lean Rockets. We'll know in a couple hours probably.
I'm going Rockets by 14 tonight.
Ooh!
14.
Rockets by 14. Yeah,
Denver. Easy peasy.
Denver, I think Jokic is going to be resting for about six, seven minutes left.
Denver has not lost a game by more than 6 this year, so it'd be a real different. Is that John's near kidnapper?
I'm looking at Soft White Underbelly, the YouTube channel. It's creepy. And there's one of the guys I interviewed that has 4.1 million views. It's a John Gacy
Survivor
interview with a guy named Tony.
Oh, God.
Does this guy look – did he live in your neighborhood?
That guy?
Tony, did he? You ever see him hitchhiking?
No, I never
did. He ever get picked up, too? Did you ever hitchhike with him?
What is that picture? Good.
Which one?
Him.
Oh, these are the Whitakers. That's an inbred family. He's done, like, 3 videos with them. It's – don't watch it. You won't be able to – it's going to cause you problems for a while.
An inbred family?
It's an inbred family in the mountains or somewhere, and you can't, you really shouldn't watch this because it's just going to not be great for you the rest of the day. It's going to make you feel bad. You just had a win over the, you had a big win over the Bills.
Right.
You got the Nuggets coming in.
Yeah.
Rockets. We finally got rid of Dubon. Finally.
Finally. Thank God.
You know. And now the Cougs won. They escaped Ryder.
Yep.
By 40 or whatever it was. Don't waste everything by going to the most views here is his interview with the Whitakers, 45 million. That's an entire inbred family. And you see how terrible they look? They can't even barely talk. He's in their house. Oh, I don't even. It's awful.
What are you doing?
Don't watch it. I accidentally saw it.
I don't even know about this website.
Because Twitter or something, it just showed up on Instagram, probably Reels.
That's the YouTube channel, yeah.
He basically, soft white underbelly. It's just like porn. It's like prostitutes, pimps, gang members, ex-gang members, people from prison. They tell these stories. Michael Francisi, the mob boss, or the former mob hitman, I think. He's on here. He did a big one with him. Meth addicts, spice addicts, fentanyl addicts. It's just everything that makes, and it's all in black and white. A lot of times they have jacked up faces. This guy was a shooting victim right here.
Is inbreeding making a comeback?
If that's it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Glance, why?
Why? Are you watching?
I just pulled up the channel. I'm not watching, but I put up some of the. Because it's like when you go, the videos, the screen grab that you see is.
My night at P. Diddy's Freak Off is in here. I'm going to watch that one.
That's great.
I may have to watch
that
one.
This disturbs me about Lance, that you know about this.
Corrupt NYPD cop interview? Well, you know how it is. Once you're watching a Reels or one of those videos and something pops up, you're like, holy crap.
And then
I said, let me click more of these. And like, oh, no.
Yeah, you go to
that's what I never do. Let me see more of this horrific.
You go to the channel, you click on videos to see all they have to offer, and like the thumbnail is in black and white, and sometimes you get like a former gang member. He looks normal, he got tattoos. Others, the thumbnail is a guy who got shot in the face.
Yeah, and it's
Skid Row prostitute kidnapping story. If that interests you, he's got a lot of these. Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Like you got heroin addicts,
transgender ladyboy prostitute interview.
It doesn't.
Named Patty.
Oh, we got the Ku Klux Klan interview.
Okay,
we gotta go. Three of them. You see those guys?
Yes.
We gotta go.
Ron Jeremy interview. You know who that is.
Yeah, I know who Ron Jeremy. He was on our show. He was at Nick's place.
What?
Yes.
Ron Jeremy?
Ron Jeremy did the show, yeah.
When?
At Nick's.
I wasn't there.
Was it
one of the other shows, like Sean and John or Hoff? Probably Hoffy.
It was me.
You had Ron Jeremy on?
There, yeah.
How'd you?
It was our dancing around it, yeah.
Oh, how was that lined up?
And he was gross.
He's disgusting.
Gross. And yet... He said he still, women still come up and just want it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Time for me and you. This is a great time to talk about Billy Brown. Okay? Is there a bad time to talk about Billy Brown?
No.
Okay? He makes the Brown go down. And here's the deal is, listen, people still come up and say, I want you to come to my house, Billy. I want you at my house to help me fix these pipes. All right? Billy, can you fix my pipes?
And he does.
And he does. I mean, if he does a reef pipe on your house, he's going to give you a water heater. That's how awesome Billy Brown is. He says, you know what? I'll just throw in a water
heater. Throw in a water heater.
Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. But here's the deal. You might have an old house, and those old houses, what are they, brass? What are they?
They're galvanized steel.
Yeah.
And
they'll bust.
Yeah, they're going to. It happened to me. I mean, I had a house in the 60s. They'll tell you that. If it hasn't happened to you yet, it will have. It's just a matter of time. It's better that you do what I didn't do, get out in front of it and get it looked at and repiped early before there's a leak and it starts coming through the flooring and can cause problems for you. So make sure that whether they're small jobs, large jobs, I just had them come out to service my tankless water heater. But if you need a repiping job, they'll throw you a free standard water heater in there, absolutely free. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
People are weird. What about, did you see this NASA story? Apparently, Summer Worden claimed in 2019 that her wife, NASA astronaut Anne McClain, tried illegally accessing her bank account from space.
What?
Yeah. At the time, McLean was on the International Space Station. It was the first allegation of a crime in space history. Do you think that who's going to adjudicate a crime in space?
Nobody. Well, space law. Whatever. Who? Space law.
Who?
I don't know.
Starfleet?
Yeah.
Probably. Who was the other Captain Kirk with the bald head that was also in Waiting for Godot when I saw it in New York?
You're talking about Picard?
Yeah. What's his real name?
You think he should?
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, probably Patrick Stewart.
You
could
think
do
Patrick
it.
Stewart?
Yeah, why
Stewart
not? Yeah, I would say.
Well,
probably.
It turns out that Worden was lying, and she faces up to 5 years in prison.
Oh, see, you set us up.
Yeah.
You set us up.
And we didn't even need Picard to figure this one out.
No.
Because all they did was look at the records, and she had been taking money out of that account. They had been sharing that account for years. So she's actually now facing charges, which she should, the B.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was a messy, messy, ugly divorce between the two. Okay. There's a fake captain who allegedly flew hundreds of plane passengers using forged credentials in Australia. This is a real life, and it actually did happen, didn't it? Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
That actually happened.
That was real.
Yeah.
And man, they took some liberties, but it's based on a real story.
You would think that it'd be harder today.
But, you would think.
But this dude did it too. I mean, I would hope that we're not really doing this anymore. That we would be able to make sure that our pilot really. I take a lot of planes lately.
I don't like all the plane stories I've been hearing. There's not been. I haven't heard anything good about planes.
No, I hear a lot of people getting in arguments and pulling each other's hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is that's a problem. I don't see any of that. I wouldn't mind seeing that, actually, some of that. But I really haven't seen it. A dog accidentally shot its owner in the lower back, jumped on the bed, and have any of your dogs ever shot you?
I'm trying to think if they've ever done. They've knocked down drinks on top of me, but I've never been shot by a dog.
You've never been shot by one of your dogs?
Never electrocuted, stabbed.
None of it?
Nah, nothing too bad.
You lead a very uninteresting dog life.
Yeah, no, none of my dogs have accidentally shot me.
Yeah. Do you know what Vegemite is?
Yeah. It's like the peanut butter of Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't.
I grew up with Vegemite sandwich in Minute Work with the down. Do you come from the land down under?
Yeah.
That whole song. So that's the only reason I know Vegemite. And it's supposedly real. It's like black and it doesn't look good.
It's really salty.
It's really stinky.
Is it?
Apparently, they don't let prisoners, and a prisoner is suing them, the prison system, because they won't let prisoners eat it because the dogs will be distracted by how stinky it is and not catch them with all their drugs.
What?
Do you think?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Do you think that you should be able to eat Vegemite and distract the dogs?
No.
You don't think so?
Not if they're trying to get stuff into the prison system. We can't do that. If we're using Vegemite now.
Think that they should be able to eat Vegemite.
Yeah, right? I would too.
And
I thought you just said you didn't think they should.
You can eat it. You can't sneak it in.
Not sneak it in.
Just give it to them. Feed them by a spoon. Like individually feed each prisoner.
The prisoners? Yeah. Vegemite?
Wow. Yeah.
Individually. Whose job is that?
Vegemite sounds
probably
like
the youngest guy in the, like, whoever's last hired.
Is okay. Vegemite related to Dolomite?
No.
No, totally different. Mites.
Totally. Completely
not
different.
In the same mite family.
No.
Different mite. Yeah.
Right. Different mites.
I didn't know.
Dolomite might be in this Soft White Underbelly interview series.
Well, Dolomite is thick and brown as well.
he kind of is. Time to get done. We're done. Thank you, Taqueria Sarandas. How awesome is this place, everybody?
It's been
fantastic.
Isn't
this awesome? Taqueria Sarandas, great job. We appreciate you. Thank you for having us here. Mopey and Mapes. Actually, Mapes is here. Mapes is going to be on site.
I'm aware.
For those of you that want to touch his hair.
No. Who's he? Sage Steele? He touch his hair.
That's beautiful. He's got beautiful hair.
Why are you going deep cut?
Okay.
Why are you going deep cuts on us with Sage Steele reference?
It's funny. First thing I thought of. Sorry.
When's the last time somebody tried to touch your hair?
Never.
No,
as a kid.
That was why what she allowed to happen was so offensive.
John didn't try in 07 when he was hiring you? Okay.
No, I didn't have long, lustrous hair.
Not like Mapes. Nobody has beautiful locks like Mapes. And he's out here live. So get on over here to on 529 in Cypress. They're going to be here for a couple more hours.
I would say come for the breakfast tacos. You're not going to be able to pet Sean.
You could touch his hair, right, Sean?
No.
He just said, yeah, that's fine.
He didn't say any of that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just said fine. We're done.
You have to find the right Taqueria Saranda to do it.
You got to find the right one on 529.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you, Taqueria Saranda. It's great stuff. We appreciate you. And we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
Hey, let's talk about Zadig Jewelers, though. But this weekend, why don't you have yourself a great weekend by heading to Zadig Jewelers if you're looking for a gift for Christmas. Good time to pre-shop now before it really starts to pack up. Get packed on Post Oak. It's Post Oak Boulevard, 1801. Beautiful place, beautiful building. The location itself is gorgeous. December 5th and 6th, they're having a big watch event where they're going to have, I think it's like 40 different watchmakers from around the world. And so you're going to get to see on hand will be some of the most unique timepieces anywhere you'll find in the country. And it'll be in one location at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. If you love luxury watches, if you've wanted to purchase your first one, stop in and go shop on December 5th and 6th, or go do it today. I don't care when you do it. But Zadig is the place to go because they are a boutique location for multiple watchmakers, and that means they get unique timepieces that no one else will have. They buy, they sell, and they even trade luxury watches, and that's men's and women's. So if you're someone who already has some and you want to trade, that's great. If you want to sell one of them, that's great as well. They're here for you. Zadig Jewelers, almost 50 years in the business. They're the official jeweler. Even though they're the unofficial jeweler of the city of Houston, I like to call them the official jeweler of the city of Houston, Zadig Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5.
This Friday, your Texas A&M Aggies hit the court to take on the Manhattan Jaspers. Game coverage begins Friday at 6:30 on your home for Texas A&M Athletics, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Bye, bitch.